Now today's topic, how much do you love the Lord? But the scripture passage is changed. As I have meditated, the Lord has indicated a different passage of scripture in 1 Peter chapter 1. Please turn there. We will discover from God's word for each of you how we should love the Lord. What do you mean by love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Do you know? Can you tell me? How much do you love the Lord? This is what we are concerned with today. And the passage is from 1 Peter chapter 1. Now before we read into the text, let's recall some things about Peter. Who was Peter? You say, of course, he was one of the 12 disciples, right? Of course, we all know that. What else do we know about him? What are the important things that we all recall about him? I can name three things. Number one, can you tell me? Peter denied the Lord three times. Everybody remembers this, don't you? Of course, we do. Yes. Three times. He told the Lord, Lord, you go to prison, I'll go with you. Don't worry, Lord, I'm with you. You die, I die with you. So said all the disciples. So, when the time came, he would not even acknowledge that he was a follower of Jesus, not to say go to prison or go to the death. That is Peter. He say, finish for him. You can write him off, Peter. What else do you know about Peter? Do you remember who walked on the sea with the Lord Jesus? Peter. When he saw Jesus walking, he said, wow, wonderful. If my Lord can walk, maybe I can have a try. And Jesus says, come along. And he tried. And he walked. But then he faltered and he sank. So we all remember Peter. What else? On the day of Pentecost, a new Peter. On that day, he was true to his promise. Prison, yes. Death also, he stood up before all the multitude in Jerusalem. That is Peter. What happened? A changed Peter. And the way that God changed him, he can change you. Simply because he spent 10 days in confession and prayer. After the ascension, between the ascension and day of Pentecost is 10 days. And the Lord says, you will be my witness when the Holy Spirit comes and changes you. All we need very much today and every day is to pray for Holy Spirit. Will you pray that? And the Holy Spirit come upon you, will change you, will increase your love for the Lord Jesus. Love not just here, but love here in the heart and then in your practice. Now, Peter never forgot. Forgot what? His promise. You remember, before the ascension, the Lord visited them when they were back fishing at the Sea of Galilee and they caught nothing. Then the Lord says, cast on the other side, and they drew in 153 fishes. After that, there was a lakeside breakfast. And after breakfast, what did Jesus do? Remember that? Jesus came to Peter. And I said, dear friends, if you ever feel discouraged, remember Peter. Three times denied Jesus. And he wept bitterly. He regretted. Now, how wonderful, gracious, loving is our Lord Jesus. He comes to Peter. And he says, Peter, of course, Peter was so happy the Lord had attention and cared for him still. I say the same to all of us here. If you ever feel that you have let down the Lord, confess before him. Peter went out and wept bitterly in the place of judgment. And he wept for his sins. I say, when you weep for your sins, God comes to you very fast because He is a loving God. Have you any sins to confess? Do so. and see how the Lord comes to you. And Jesus came to Peter and said, Peter, Simon, you love me 3 times. And each time Peter says, of course. But by the third time, he was grieved because why 3 times? Of course. Jesus wanted to remind Peter, you have denied me 3 times, but he did not have to mention it. But it was very obvious to confirm, to strengthen your resolve from now on, Peter, you love me. Love me more than all these. Love me above everything else, only Jesus, always Jesus. Peter said, yes, Lord. And after that, Peter never forgot. When Pentecost came, he proved it. Holy Spirit came and changed him. We all need the Holy Spirit. You will add this to your prayer list, your spiritual shopping list, every day. Pray, Lord, please fill me with your Spirit. Without him, you can do nothing. Now, this morning's topic is, do you love the Lord? How do you prove you love the Lord? The same that Peter. 3 times he said, Lord, I love you. Why do you ask me 3 times? He was grieved. But then he was converted, changed. Jesus told him, you will be converted. When you are converted, meaning to say, change from a carnal, cowardly, weak follower into a brave, courageous, daring to die even. A new Peter arose. Now, years later, Peter wrote this letter, 1 Peter, please turn to it, chapter 1. And here we are going to examine how we can prove our love. As I said, today's topic for you to think is to examine yourself. Ask yourself all the time, do I really love God? Do I really love the Lord Jesus? Supposing I were Peter, what would I do? Peter says to you, we are going to read from verse 3 to verse 8, and then on to 14 to 16. Now, verse 3, Peter says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Death is our enemy number one. All of us. Whenever you are sick seriously, you ask yourself, will I recover? But then, physical death is one thing. The spiritual death is a more important thing. In Jesus Christ, you have victory over physical death, spiritual death. He gives you that assurance that in him you have victory over death. So we begin this morning by recalling, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always thank God. Thank him for sending us his Son, for loving us by sending his Son. He is the example of God's love. We love him because he first loved us. That is 1 John 4:19. Can you remember that? If you don't, write it down. Yes. 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. God sent his Son. And because Jesus came, we have life everlasting. We have victory over death. It says here, last part of verse 3, he has begotten us again, meaning to say, giving us the new birth, begotten again. A new life, a new birth. Do you have it? Make sure that you know that you have it. That I am born again because I have trusted in the Savior. All of us should be very, very sure of this. Are you? Have you put all your faith and trust? Then you can be sure. I know Jesus as my Savior. He has given me the second birth, the new birth, begotten us. To what? What does this entitle you to? Verse 4. to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Last week I was moving house from one place to another. And this is the third time in 12 years. And I said, this is my last time. If I have to move again, it will be not this way, but this way. Absolutely. There is an inheritance for all of us there. No matter how good your house on earth is, it cannot compare with what you have up there. No comparison whatsoever, because that one is, listen to this. Verse 4, incorruptible. Wow. God has begotten you unto life eternal, and to inherit a place in heaven which is incorruptible, undefiled, absolutely perfect, that you cannot obtain on earth. You cannot find any place on earth, no matter what you buy, you pay for it. And fadeth not away, does not grow old, never need repairs, and never be destroyed, and reserved in heaven. Now that is the inheritance God has assured us. How much do we love Him for this wonderful thing? Just talking about moving house, I had to move from Anderson Road to Chelsea Gardens. And for Anderson Road, why did I have to move? I think I might have told you. The whole place gone on block. And all those who own an apartment made over $3 million just to move house, you get $3 million. Now you say, wow, what a stupid man you are. You never owned the place. You rented it and you got kicked out. I say, do you regret? No, dear friends. We never regret. Never look back. As a Christian, you always look forward and look up. And God gives us the absolute comfort. You miss the en bloc. You miss the $3 million. What does it matter? Does it matter? Do you regret? Do you feel so sore that you missed it? Up there is an inheritance that fadeth not away, undefiled, reserved forever for you. You have it? Rejoice and love the Lord. Today's topic is, how do you love the Lord? How much do you really love Him? So don't worry if you live in a HDB or some condominium and say, how can I compare with those in other areas? So good, so good, so good. Mine is not so good. I said, never compare. Only think, I have an inheritance up there, reserved. Now, verse 5 says, we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to reveal in the last time. What is the last time? Do you always look forward to the last time? The last time is when Jesus returns. That is the last time. That is the end of history. He is the Alpha and Omega. And He is your Savior. Are you happy? Do you thank Him? Do you love Him? For this one reason, love Him every day. For what? That He is your Savior, your friend. And He is the beginning of the creation. Alpha, Omega. He ends the creation. That is the last time. That is the last day. Do you pray for it? Are you ready for it? Are you ready for the coming of Jesus? Whenever you think of it, love Him and thank Him for it. Verse 6. So we greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Possible, yes. Even on block, as I said, you can become very depressed. Why I missed the $3 million, and you feel like kicking yourself? Yeah. So these are the temptations that come your way. These are earthly things. These are mundane things. These things ought not to unsettle you, but they do. Because we are in the natural state, in the flesh, we all get disappointed, we all get depressed. But do not. Wonderful encouragement here. Verse 7, that the trial of your faith is much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. How do you try gold? How do you purify gold? Do you know how? You take the gold, the raw gold, and heat it to superheat until all the impurities are burned. Then you have shining gold that reflects your
Your face can be seen even in the gold. That is purifying gold. By what? Fire. In the same way, God wants to purify us. By fire. Fire of testing and temptation. Troubles come our way. Sickness maybe. Disappointments. Failures. All these are trials. But when you have the Lord Jesus as your Savior, that assurance of salvation, begotten unto a glorious everlasting hope, inheritance in heaven that is undefiled, fadeth not away, forever preserved, kept for you. What do? You look to God and say, thank you, Lord. Even for disappointment, for sickness, for depressed times when I felt so low. These things are sent to try us, like fire, burning gold. You come through, your impurities are burned away because you realize it is God's hand in your life to try you, to test you, to burn away the dross, the impurities, so that you know, understand that my hope is in heaven. My only hope is up there, not down here. So, verse 7 says, even though you are tried with fire, you will be fine and found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That is the last day. The wonderful, blessed hope that is reserved for Christians and Christians only. Genuine Christians. If there is anyone here who has not really, truly believed and trusted in the Lord, I say today is your opportunity. Why? Because otherwise, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be in terror. Because you have never trusted in Him, really. When He comes as the rewarder of those who trusted in Him. And secondly, as judge of all those who did not trust in Him. And there will be the terror of the Lord on that day, overcoming those who refuse Jesus today. So I say at this time, dear friends, you came to this church, what for? Today you've heard the message, maybe you've never heard it before. This message say, Jesus is coming to reward all those who are ready for Him, for we must all appear one day before the judgment seat of Christ to receive a reward. If you believe in Him, you will receive a reward, but beware the terror of the Lord. When He comes, are you ready for Him? So, verse 8 is our key verse for this morning. Can you please see it? Maybe we all read it together. Are you shy of reading? Don't be shy. Let's all read. Verse 8, everyone, please read out loud. Whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see Him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I think not all were reading. You would like to try again? Give you a second chance. Everybody, please read together with me. Verse 8. Whom having not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful verse of 1 Peter 1:8. It says here, dear friends, you've come to True Life BP Church this morning as a believer, a member, a Christian for years. Now, have you seen the Lord Jesus with your eyes? Physical eyes? No, you've not seen Him like Peter had. For 3 years plus, Peter was with Him day and night with Jesus. He saw. He saw Him crucified. He saw Him rise from the dead. He saw Him resurrected. And all those wonderful things He ever did, Peter saw. Have you? Answer is no. None of us have seen Jesus. And yet, do you love Him? Answer is yes. Because I trust in Him. I know He died for me. I love Him. I love Him because He first loved me. True? Of course. Then in verse 8, look at verse 8. Whom, having not seen, all of us can confess to this. I have not seen Jesus, but in ye love. Not having not seen, you love. Do you love Him? Answer is yes, because I keep His holy commandment. Because I think of Him every day. Because I pray to Him. Because I know it is His day to day. That's why I'm here. I know this is His people. And I enjoy this fellowship. I love Him. Therefore, I'm here. Now, just a word to those who came at almost 11 o'clock. I say special welcome because I know many of you have reasons for coming late. Many reasons. I know those with little children. I was about to leave and the baby began to be do this and do that. And so we were all late. So all of us came late because of various good reasons. I say, but please understand. If we are prepared to come early, nothing can prevent us. If you love the Lord, and now I know it is 10:30, I will prepare on Saturday night. Did you prepare? Today we must face realities and be honest with ourselves. How do we express our love? If I know the Lord Jesus Christ is physically here, wow, I think I prepared 1 week ago. And this morning I'll get up very early and I'll be here 10:30? No, I'll be here 10 o'clock, very early. Because I know He's here. Now, is He here? He's here in the Spirit. Then how do I prepare to come here? How do I express my love for Him? Whom having not seen, I love. I know He's here, so I will prepare. So to all those who are in the practice of coming, never mind. Never mind. 10 minutes after time, still all right. 15 minutes, still all right. Half an hour, still all right. Just walk in. Nobody stops us, right? But I say, dear friends, we mean business this morning. The question is, do I really love the Lord? If I love Him, why do I come that late? All right. So, prepare to come early. Whom having not seen you love. Express your love by being punctual. This is the royal privilege God gives to you to come into His holy presence. Come early. Read on, please. In whom, though now you see Him not yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Today, it does not yet appear what we shall be. Today you are Christian, you look like anybody else. You get sick like anybody else. You get disappointment like anybody else. Then you say, what is the great thing about being a Christian? I say, dear friends, it does not yet appear what it shall be. But when He appears, you are going to receive a great surprise. It says, we shall be changed. We shall be like Him. All your present troubles, old age troubles, all your joint pains, backache and headache and insomnia and every worry will all disappear instantly. You know that? Just because you love Him, when the Lord comes, you will be rewarded with all these things. Therefore, believe. Read on, verse 8 still. Yet believing, keep on believing, never doubt. Because He is a living Savior, He is the Almighty Savior, He is coming for you, He loves you, and you love Him in return. So, what do? Rejoice, with joy unspeakable, full of glory. And if you love Him, always do what He says. You love Him? If you love Him, you also love His company. We don't have to tell you, you must have quiet time. Do you ever have to teach the young man in love with the young lady that you need to be with her to express your love? You don't need to teach. He normally, automatically, wants to be there, to be near her, and to spend much time. Now, translate this to the spiritual realm. You love the Lord Jesus? Do you spend quiet time? How much time do you spend in the morning? Do you wake up early? And first thought is, my Lord, the one who loves me, and gave himself for me. He's waiting for me at the throne of grace. Do I come there and seek his presence? Then it becomes a very wonderful experience. My Lord Jesus and me. I can read his word. I can pray to him. I speak to him. He speaks to me out of this book. Oh, it's a wonderful experience. If you love him truly, in return for his love for you, we love him because he first loved us. So, do you have this quiet time to express your love? How about obeying his commandments? The Lord Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Don't say I love him in mouth and lips and then do things that you know he doesn't want you to do. Even as the young man knows the young lady doesn't like him to do certain things, he stopped it right away. Or he knows she admires people who are strong and muscular. Suddenly you see him taking up weights quietly. Why did he do it? Because he wants to show his love. I say, dear friends, your quiet time is an expression. I love my Lord. I know he's waiting there for me. He's so many wonderful things to tell me out of his book. I must come with him, read his word, and be blessed by that wonderful knowledge. How much do you love his day? I've said that already. Do you really love him on his day? How about evening worship? Now you say, we have no evening worship. Let me introduce you to an evening worship. This is still the Lord's Day at 6 p.m., you know. Lord's Day is not 11 to 12 at midday only. Lord's Day is the whole day. And I say, if you love the Lord, consider, why don't I go to a place where I can worship the Lord again with his people at 6 p.m., Sunset Gospel Bible Fellowship tonight. Calvary Panda. He said, so far away. You know, people in China walk 4 to 5 hours to go to church underground. House churches. Here, you cannot spend more than 30 minutes under any circumstances to reach to where we have an evening service. I challenge you, come tonight. Tonight we have a special visitor, preacher, Dr. Vandermeer from America. Come and hear him. Alright. If you love him, come and have fellowship with God's people on God's day. That's how to express your love. He says, oh yeah, too far, too tired. I have so many things else to do. I cannot go. Why can you go? Why not? Because you have not enough for God. If enough love, he says, I will go. Alright. Now our time is running up. We will close with verse 8. All pay attention, please. Whom, having not seen, the Lord Jesus, who died for me, rose for me, I have not seen him, we love, in whom now, though we see him not, yet believing, we rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. And remind yourself, the time to serve him, to love him is now. Do not wait. The days are perilous. The Lord's coming is any time. We have seen the sign of the earthquake. He said, well, Singapore is free from earthquake. I said, dear friends, you never know. The tremors can reach to Singapore any time. Yes. The Lord says, tremble you earth at the approach of the Lord. The Lord Creator coming, and that sign tells you any time. After China, Japan also had earthquake. And you don't believe, very soon something else nearer here will have earthquake. The Lord is coming. Do you love him, dear friends? We end this morning's short meditation. If you truly love him, show it in your life. Spend the time with him in the morning, at noon, at night. Love him in word, love him in deed, love him in your life, whether in sickness or in health. Even as the young man and the young lady getting married says, till death us do part. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, but with the Lord Jesus Christ is always for better. For in the end, it will be for the wonderful good that God will give to all of us at His appearing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, grant that we may all re-examine our love for Thee. For we all confess that we love Thee, but not all do express it and live it in our lives. Help us to love Your day, love Your word, love Your company, and love the gospel. Love to go and tell others the gospel. And today, to love Your day, even in the evening, to find an opportunity to fellowship and worship Thee together with God's people. O Lord, bless Your people here with that understanding of the truth of Scripture and of the love of God. Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us through this morning worship. We want to repeat our prayer that You will have special mercy on the pastor of this church. For all his years of faithfulness, Thou hast preserved his life even to this day. May Thou continue to sustain that life. And if it is in Thy will to even improve it, and also to preserve the Far Eastern Bible College, O Lord, may Thou deliver it from the prospects that are being threatened. We know that Thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.